Maryland's news now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
3:37. Soon smokers may have to take out a loan to buy a pack of cigarettes. Maryland Healthcare for All Coalition is asking for another increase in the state's tobacco tax. And Coalition President Vinnie DeMarco joins us to tell us why and how past tax hikes have affected smoking in Maryland. Vinnie, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks, Mary Beth, for having me. It's my pleasure.
Okay, so you're at this again. Tell us what you're looking for.
Well, as you said, over the past 15 years, we've had three cigarette tax increases, and those have resulted in a 32% drop in smoking in Maryland, including a 40% drop amongst teens. That's huge public health progress. And exciting thing is that it's double the national average. We're doing so much better in Maryland, and that means 70,000 lives saved from tobacco.
Those are good numbers. But can you directly relate this drop to the tax?
Well, nothing's absolutely directly relatable. But
I mean, you have a lot of campaigns going and that kind of thing as well.
Well, yeah, the campaign's going. We became a smoke-free state, which is good. But if you look at a chart, you'll see that the big drops happened when the cigarette taxes went up in 1999, 2002, and 2007. Between 2007 and 2008, there were 74 million fewer packs of cigarettes sold in Maryland, and the tax took effect January 1, 2008. And in addition, the 2007 tax, under leadership of Governor O'Malley, Lieutenant Governor Brown, raised $120 million, which was used to expand health care to over 100,000 uninsured Marylanders, bringing Maryland from 34th in the country to 14th in health care for lower-income people. Tremendous progress, and we want to build on this progress. And today, we're really thrilled that Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett and Prince George's County Executive Rashern Baker and Howard County Executive Ken Allman all endorsed this proposal. And Mary Pat Clark, Councilwoman Mary Pat Clark, was there to say that the Baltimore City Council endorsed it. And these leaders, along with the head of the Maryland Association of Student Councils, who was there to say that the student councils all across the state are going to make this a priority, because they know that their friends and brothers and sisters will not smoke and will be more likely not to smoke and not to suffer from tobacco addiction if there's a tobacco tax increase. It's a real win-win for the state.
What is the cost of a pack of cigarettes now? $8?
The average cost in Maryland is $6.25.
Okay, and you want to raise it by a buck?
Raise it by a buck, and that will also, we believe, cut down costs by hundreds of millions of dollars of health care costs by reducing smoking. And we over 60% of Marylanders from across the state support this. It's good policy and good politics. It makes sense. It's a public health revenue measure that the people of Maryland want. And we think the governor and legislature are going to take a real close look at it this session.
Obviously, you're very passionate about it, and you've been through this process before, so you can kind of gauge what the interest is, what the possibilities are for this. What are you sensing so far about this particular tax you're calling for?
Well, it's never easy because tobacco companies have a lot of clout and are very powerful, but we think that the successes of the past tobacco taxes will demonstrate to the legislature that this is a good thing to do. And in addition, we need the money to make sure that the Affordable Care Act works properly, and there's money needed for implementation, there's money needed ultimately for the Medicaid expansion that's going to happen. This tobacco tax is the best way to make sure that Maryland has the health care dollars it needs.
Will it be introduced in this session?
It will.
All right.
It will be introduced, and we're going to work hard to make it happen.
Maryland Healthcare for All Coalition President Vinnie DeMarco, thank you very much for joining us and talking about the proposal to raise the tobacco tax again in Maryland.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.